The Obamas drew crowds and applause wherever they appeared. In much of Europe, they were treated like rock stars. For many, Barack Obama was a symbol of hope. Nina and Simon are students at King's College in London.
I think he put it on the pedestal that, you know, people from anywhere could actually achieve a dream.
His whole demeanor is actually quite impressive as well, and that does have an effect.
Even top world leaders seemed eager to get close. Mr. Obama's promise of reaching out to the world resonated and won him the Nobel Peace Prize less than a year after he took office. But although Europeans liked the change in tone, they wanted specifics, says Tomasz Walaszek, director of foreign policy and defense at the Center for European Reform in London.
We have a real stake in who runs the United States. And Obama, because he is so popular worldwide, because he once tried to bring in other actors, China's, Russia's of this world, into the running of the global system.
But after a year in power, problems linger. The war in Iraq is winding down, but violence continues. The U.S. is sending more troops to Afghanistan and wants NATO partners to do the same. Iran and North Korea show no sign of giving up their nuclear ambitions.
We come here in Copenhagen because...
And at the climate change conference in Copenhagen, a bid to forge a broad alliance against global warming fell short.
He's opened an awful lot of issues, an awful lot of problems, an awful lot of challenges. And he isn't, doesn't seem to be able to bring any of them to a close.
Assalamu alaikum.
In the Middle East, there are similar sentiments. President Obama's June speech at Cairo University, reaching out to the Muslim world, was welcomed and sparked hopes of a new peaceful era.
That we do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
The crux of the issue was always the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Many hoped for a change in U.S. policy.
We're not going to have.
But hopes were dashed when Mr. Obama backed down after Israel's prime minister refused to impose a complete freeze on West Bank Jewish settlement. Radi and Jemana Jarai in the West Bank city of Ramallah say the Israeli occupation continues as before.
At the beginning, a year ago, we were hopeful. Now, actually, we blame the United States by supporting Israel without any limits, without any conditions.
I admired him as a man, Henny. So I'm disappointed now, but I can say only one thing. It's all the American policy that will never change.
Now, I don't believe Obama changed.
Tomasz Walaszek says expectations were too high.
In some ways, this was a mission impossible. We expected so much of him. Even if he walked on water, he still wouldn't be able to deliver.
President Obama's emphasis on diplomacy still has strong appeal. But now, all eyes are on the American president to see if he can deliver the change he promised. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.